BC cannabis stores have already begun shutting down as their only supply source has been cut off by a 10-day-old BC General Employees Union strike at government distribution warehouses on Wednesday. Burb, which has 5 retail outlets, including one in Saanich, shut down one of its 2 Port Coquitlam stores and another in Port Moody, which will put about 20 to 25 people out of work. The remnants of inventory at those 2 stores are being transferred to its other Port Coquitlam store. Depending on volumes of customers, it might keep that store open another week. Hours of operation have also been cut at Burb's Vancouver and Saanich stores. Clayton Chessa, co-founder and COO at Burb, said if the strike isn't resolved soon, or no workaround is developed for sourcing cannabis, the other stores will be closed as well. He has little to do but hope there will be a quick resolution to the strike. The economic impact is large, said Chessa. It just doesn't seem fair that an entire industry is going to get destroyed as collateral damage for someone else's decisions. The provincially regulated cannabis retail sector, which started after Canada legalized marijuana in 2018, has more than 400 private retail stores in BC and more than 30 government-owned stores, employing about 5,000 people. Cannabis retail representatives said the biggest concern beyond the economic fallout and possible collapse of businesses is that they had worked hard to build up confidence and acceptance of the legal cannabis sector in the past 4 years. Now, that is being destroyed, and customers will more than likely turn to the illicit market again, said Spencer Singara, owner of THC Canada, which has a store on Main Street in Vancouver. That's also true for people who use marijuana for medical reasons and source from retail stores, he said. This is turning people back to the black market, said Singara. THC had just received a cannabis delivery before the strike, so Singara said his store is in a slightly better position than some. But if the strike continues for a couple of weeks, all stores will close, he said. Jacqueline Pejota, executive director of the Retail Cannabis Council of BC, said there was a provincial initiative to allow retail outlets to buy directly from BC producers that was supposed to start early last week, just as the strike began. That program has now ground to a halt, she said. It's a true monopoly in terms of supply, said Pejota. The BC Ministry of Finance and the Liquor Distribution Branch didn't immediately respond Wednesday to questions about the initiative or whether there were plans for other ways to supply cannabis to retail stores in the interim. Private liquor stores, pubs and restaurants can source beer and wine, and to a small extent spirits such as vodka and gin, directly from local producers. But cannabis retailers can only purchase their product directly from government liquor distribution branch wholesale and distribution centers in Delta, Richmond, Kamloops and Victoria. The BCGEU, which represents 33,000 workers, agreed Tuesday to resume bargaining at the request of the province. What it will take to reach a settlement isn't clear. The sides are locked in a high-stakes negotiation, with the BCGEU likely setting the standard for 400,000 public sector workers whose contract ends this year. The province is trying to minimize the total cost increase of those settlements to its annual operating budget. The union appears to be looking for wage increases that would cover inflation, which is running at 8% in Canada now, far from the about 3.5% a year the province has offered.